Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Adele breaks down over her Vegas residency.
I can't give you what I have right now, and I'm gutted. I'm gutted, and I'm sorry it's so last minute.
Why she bailed just 24 hours before the first show. Then Pam Anderson is getting divorced for the fifth time. We'll tell you what went wrong. Plus, Hollywood is saying goodbye to Meat Loaf.
I can see paradise by the dashboard light.
Welcome to Daily Pop. It is Friday. We have got our drinks, and the weekend is almost here. I cannot believe Terry Hatcher came back after yesterday's.
I know. She likes punishment.
She does.
It's more fun. Are you kidding me?
Well,
I'm here for it.
Thank God Lonnie Love is here to punish your ass even more. You guys, one of the most anticipated music events of the year is not going to happen, at least right now. Adele just postponed her Vegas residency. She broke the news in a very emotional post on IG.
I'm so sorry, but my show ain't ready. We've tried absolutely everything that we can to put it together in time and for it to be good enough for you, but we've been absolutely destroyed by delivery delays and COVID. Half my crew, half my team are down with COVID, they still are. I'm gutted and I'm sorry it's so last minute. We've been awake for over 30 hours now trying to figure it out and we've run out of time. I'm really embarrassed and I'm so sorry to everyone that's traveled again. I'm really, really sorry.
You know, Adele was supposed to perform tonight at Caesars.
Yeah.
And some tickets were selling for over $40,000.
Yep.
And she has promised to reschedule those dates.
Yep.
Now, Adele, I know people are dropping out like flies, but I know a lot of people looking for a second side hustle. You know, I can work the ticket stand, Terry can make some drinks, and if you give Lonnie a pack of Newports, she can be the smoke machine on the side. Okay?
I need some wild turkey with them Newports, okay?
Oh.
Let me tell you, this is not her fault. First of all, I feel sorry for the fans, because what people don't understand is this was an experience. A lot of people paid airline tickets to come. To see her, okay? I don't think this is her fault. I think it's her team's fault. I think that they probably didn't tell her everything that was going on, and that's why you see the emotion that you see. That's what I think.
Oh, you can't blame her team. You have to blame Omarion. He the one who did this.
You know what? I'm not.
Omarion
I'm
did
not.
This. And by the way, Adele, you don't need to cry. Because I'm telling you right now, if I paid $40,000 for tickets to see Adele and I went there and it was half of a show and there wasn't any type of, you know, that moment that I'm looking for, I would rather her postpone on me than waste my time.
Okay.
Right?
Terry, what do you think?
No, I mean, it's really complicated. Clearly, that was so heartfelt and heartbreaking. And as a performer, I just listening to those words, the show's not ready, so we can't do it. I was trying to imagine, like, when I've done theater or, you know, like, when I felt like I can't do it today, and yet you just still do.
For sure.
There's that side of it. But then I mean, COVID is like this equalizer of everything. It really, we've come to this place where we have to understand that things just don't work out. Like, and we are not in control.
Yeah.
And she's a perfectionist, because you can remember when she was at the Grammys, she stopped the song. When the song wasn't right, she was like, you could tell. Right. You looked at her, she's like, no, we're going to stop.
We're going to start over again.
And we're going to start over again. That's but what right. I'm saying, too, about her team, I'm sorry, but the delivery delays, y'all knew those delivery delays weren't coming. The COVID people, yeah, you may not be able to control that. I understand that. But what I'm saying is that for her to have this much emotion, she's angry.
I think she's angry, and I also think she's hurt because she understands that not only were people coming to see her, but when you do a Vegas residency, you're talking about hundreds of jobs. You're talking about people who put their lives on hold to rehearse, to get there and make this thing happen, and people aren't going to get paid.
There's it's a production manager.
Yes, but it all goes down to the performer. No one is blaming the production manager for not getting a check.
I'm blaming the production manager because they have my girl over here crying and not really telling her everything that's going on. It was probably it'll be fine. And now we get to this last minute, and she probably realized everything that was happening, and because she is a perfectionist, she's like, no, we're not doing this show like this.
So let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Do you think that she should have went ahead with it, pop 8 Mache a show together, and give people something?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
And that's why I just think it's so tough. But I don't think she should have. But I guess what you're saying and what we're all saying is it feels like someone should have seen this coming sooner.
Yeah.
Somebody should have owned
Thank
up to
you,
it sooner.
Terry Hatch.
So that the fans and whoever has paid
Thank
all the
you.
Money and the plane tickets and the whatever could have had an opportunity to pull back also.
This is a pandemic. We are trying to act like we keep trying to force things. Sometimes we need to take a step back. That's what she pays her team for, to step back and say, wait, hold up. There are surges that's happening. There's things that's happening.
It is really hard. I've had two things. I had an appearance in Germany and Mallorca near the end of last year that both got pulled like 3 days before because there was a surge or something. And you know, you're not in control of that.
But guess what, Terry? You still got them checks.
No, I did not.
Something else is getting canceled. Pamela Anderson is splitting from her bodyguard husband, Dan Hayhurst. Now, they had a whirlwind romance and got married a little over a year ago after dating for only 3 months.
Oh, well.
A source tells us there was no one thing that happened. Dan just wasn't man enough for Pam. He wasn't the man, you know, she hoped he was going to be.
Ooh.
How often do you think this happens, like, when people rush into marriages?
Well, all the time. I mean, you have to go through experience. If COVID has taught us nothing. Like, you could probably be with somebody for 5 years, but then something like I actually have a girlfriend who has been married forever, and her husband always went to work. But then now he didn't go to work for 2 years. And then that completely changes the dynamic. It's like, wait, you're going to be in the house with me all day, every day? Oh, wait, this is different than I thought it was. You
know? 100%.
So
definitely changes
I think
things.
You have to have experiences with people before you
jump into marriage.
I think Pam Anderson is this fantasy that a lot of men see.
Yes.
And, you know, it's kind of like I say the Marilyn Monroe effect.
Yes.
And I think that she is a wonderful lady, and she wants to find love. And I think these men have this image of her.
Yes.
And then after 3 months, it's like, wait a minute. She actually is strong. She actually has an opinion. I'm just guessing.
No.
Okay.
I have a friend who is in the same boat. She is a bombshell. You've seen her in magazines. You've seen her boobs everywhere. Like, you think that she is the biggest sex kid ever.
Mm-hmm.
All these guys are in love with her and obsessed with her. And all I could think about is, because she and I have conversations, she's the worst person at sex. Like, I'm like, she is so boring. She is so conservative. She is, like, literally...
She's missionary.
She's like Marie Antoinette. She would do it through a sheet with a hole in it if she could. But it's so funny, and you can see the progression when guys realize that she is not the character that she is on TV or in magazines.
This happened to me. I was dating a guy, and as it started to get serious, and actually when I ended up breaking it off because I started to realize, oh, I don't think this is the guy that I thought it was, one of the things he said to me in the breakup was, we didn't go to red carpets. Were you hiding me? We didn't go to red carpets.
Oh, like
I said, and I thought, oh, so that's what you thought.
That's what you wanted.
Yeah, that's what you wanted. That's what you thought you were going to get.
And for sure.
Yeah, it's again, back to dating. We've been talking about this, how difficult it is.
It's hurtful because you hope that when you date a guy, he sees beyond, you know, the actress and sees you.
The Bond girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But don't forget, too.
Yeah.
Don't forget as well. Dan is like a simple dude from Canada who lives in a log cabin, who wants to chill out. This TV show, Pam and Tommy coming out, is about to put some pressure on that relationship like no one's business. Because you know what? A man can live with the past, but when it's in his face and it comes to the present, that man has to go through all those emotions again with her, with himself. It's a lot. It's a lot. Mm. If your sex tape finally came out, James would be like, what's up? Like, what?
James be all right. Real men are okay with stuff like that. You know what I mean? They know that that's a fantasy.
Please.
I think they may have just not known each other well enough before they got married.
Terry.
I agree.
Terry.
Terry is right on this.
Terry, you think a real man would be okay with the world seeing his new wife having sex with someone else?
A sex tape? For some people, it's just a fantasy. It's a movie.
For you.
Kanye said that about Kim.
And look where they are now.
Yeah, look where they are now.
But they got four kids out of it.
What was that?
Four kids out of it.
That he can't see. Up next, the Britney Spears drama just won't quit. How she just ignited a whole new controversy. I didn't say it, Kanye said it. Plus, Hollywood plays tribute to Meatloaf. I didn't say it, Lonnie. Kanye said it. We'll be right back. That was Kanye's words, not mine. I'm just quoting him.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hollywood has lost yet another star. Oh. Meatloaf passed away last night at the age of 74. After his family confirmed the loss on Twitter, celebs like Cher and Boy George paid tribute to the legend.
Definitely. King of the music opera. You know, that's what got me really into rock, was listening to him and, you know, this massive hit, I Would Do Anything for Love. It just solidified him. And what I liked about him is he was different and he was himself.
Yeah.
You know, and he used the theatrics and he used his weight and all that. You know, even the name Meatloaf, it was just unusual, but he used it and he used it well. And of course, the Rocky Horror Picture Show. I mean, he's just going to be, he's iconic.
Iconic for 100%. Sure.
Definitely.
Sure, what you a know. Loss.
And you know, the hits just keep on coming. We've also learned that just moments ago, comedian Louis Anderson died this morning after a battle with cancer. He was only 68 years old.
Yeah, it was a blood cancer. And, you know, I've worked with Louis many times. And this is the thing about comics. They start out in comedy, but he had a great career. I mean, even in his later age, he got the Emmy for Baskets.
Yeah.
It's like, and that's the beauty of stand-up comedy is that you can write books, you can do stages, you can do acting. He will be iconic in Coming to America when he, you know, worked in the McDowell's. So, but when I say the nicest guy, Terry, he was the nicest, and he was a joy to work with always laughing. He would see me on the red carpet. This is years ago. And he would come and give me an interview. And I never, ever would forget that because he never forgets who his comedy brothers and sisters were. So rest in peace to Louis.
R.I.P. everybody. You remember yesterday when Lonnie became a Christian expert? Yeah. I just want to point that out for everybody. Yeah. If you did not know, she became a theologian right here on this show. I have to ask a question because the internets are buzzing because people think that West Side Story star Rachel Zegler just blew her chance to win an Oscar. The actress posted a dramatic reading of Britney's recent tweets about her sister, Jamie Lynn, and some people are pissed. Take a look at this.
Please, please stop with these crazy lies for the Hollywood books. Now and only now. I do know only a scum person would make up such things about someone. Jamie Lynn, seriously? Come on! You know, congrats on introducing your older sister the concept of getting low, lower, lowest.
Now, Rachel has since deleted the video and issued an apology, tweeting, "Anyone who knows me knows how much I love Britney and I am rooting for her always. I meant no disrespect whatsoever. I am so sorry for upsetting or disappointing anyone." Do you think this ruined her chances for that Oscar?
Well, I hope that that's disconnected. I mean, I you would hope maybe that a performance in something, if it's Oscar worthy, would maintain that. But I just can't understand this at all. Like, it's one of those moments where what was she thinking?
I don't think she was thinking.
Yeah.
I think the apology ruined her chances more than the dramatic reading taking down the video, because people are going to assume, because you deleted it and because you took a step back, people are going to think that you thought you were wrong. I think for her, she was giving Britney a voice. I think she was like, I'm going to read this dramatically because Britney can't read it for herself, so I'm going to do it for her. But I think that she shouldn't have apologized. Taking it down.
Some people just team too much. Just team too much and trying to, you know, be funny and trying to get attention. And this is the wrong. And then it's like you hit that send button. Sometimes before you hit the send button, especially when you're up for awards, send it to your PR person first and say, you know what? I'm just doing this as a joke. I think this is, think this is a good idea? Or your girlfriend.
100%.
You remember I was telling you that Hinge kicked me off? Yeah, I told you yesterday that Hinge, the dating app, kicked me off. So I was a little tipsy, and I decided to tweet them to say, like, Hinge, you know, whatever. But I sent it to my daughter, my adult daughter, to say, should I tweet this? And she said yes, and I did. So
You have to have that weapon.
That is what you have to do. You have to have the person that you go, should I do this? She should not have done that.
And by the way, Terry, Lonnie is that person. She is really good.
That person.
She is a really good gauge of it before 9 p.m., because after 9 p.m., she be on Venice Boulevard smoking that left-handed cigarette.
On Fridays. I don't smoke. I do this on Fridays, as you can tell. So don't text me on Fridays.
Not for advice anyway.
Exactly.
Just for fun.
Okay.
You're going to be in jail. Look, a lot of times people tell me that I can't believe you're doing this. The other day someone made a comment that I was feeding into stereotypes. And when I put things on my Instagram, it's to make people laugh and to just do things and express myself in ways that I want to express it. And I know not everybody is going to get it, but I will never apologize for my heart being in the right place.
Exactly. And that's why you don't. Because now, you know, you apologize and some people don't even accept the apology.
No. And every time, people don't realize this. A movie premiere, the press around a movie premiere is huge.
Yeah.
The press around an award ceremony is even bigger. So every time she's going to go into an interview, people are going to ask her about that Britney video.
Yeah.
So you're right.
Yeah. When you talk to her, you're going to ask her.
Watch. I'm not even going to bring it up. Coming up, it's Ben Affleck ready.
You lied on Friday?
Shut up, Lottie. It's Ben Affleck ready to pop the question again.
Oh,
plus,
Lord.
Time to get Gucci, the expert tips that could turn you into a millionaire. We'll be right back with more Daily Pop.
You know you're going to ask her. Be asking her.
I ain't asking.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It is a new year, and it's time for us to get Lonnie's money right, honey. Financial expert and Hello7 CEO Rachel Rogers is here with us with some tips to get rich in 22.
Rachel, we matching, girl. I like it already.
Now, Rachel, you know, I'm single, and, you know, I'm looking for dates, but you said the person I should be taking on a date is my money. What does that mean?
Listen, when we start the new year, it's time to take our money on a New Year's date, all right? And that means looking at your bank accounts, reviewing the transactions, finding out what's been going on. Look at your savings and your investments and really understand what is happening with your money, okay? And notice the patterns that are there, right? Have you been making million-dollar decisions or have you been making broke-ass decisions? Ooh. That is key, right?
Yeah.
So that's why we need to review. And million-dollar decisions are things like buying back your time, right? If you're spending a little money to have someone help you do the laundry or take care of cleaning or be your personal assistant, that is a great use of your money. However, you know, if you're doing everything yourself, if you're burning yourself out, you are burning out your best wealth-making asset, which is you, right? And so you got to look at those decisions and notice the pattern.
So you got to stay out of them sex toy shops. You're spending all your money.
I'm going to come to your old closet because I know your freaky ass got so many leftovers.
I give you my used ones.
Now, we all want to make more money, but you say we can decide how much we can make. Mm. Obviously, you don't work at NBC, but please tell everybody else how.
No. Stop.
Listen, even you, right? Like, no matter where you work, it is up to you how much you want to make. It's not about letting life happen to us, right? We need to happen to life, all right? Yes. And that means when it comes to our money, how much do I want to make this year? So let's say you're somebody who's making $65,000 a year and you want to make $100,000 this year, right?
Yeah.
All it is like, okay, let me go brainstorm some opportunities, right? What are my opportunities? Let me look at my skills and experience and think about what side hustles could I start? What could I do to generate another $35,000 this year, which is only $3,000 a month, right? And then tell a friend to hold you accountable once you create a plan and get that side hustle popping. I have so many clients who are generating $50,000, $100,000, $170,000 a year while holding down a full-time job on the side. There is so much money to be made, and we have to, you know, start thinking in terms of earning more instead of just how do I cut up this.
See, now we got hope for Justin because he only needs to get up to $80,000 so he can get there. But you're talking about side hustles, but how do you juggle the extra work if you're a busy mama or dad?
Yes, and you know, my sister is a single mom, and one of the things that she does is she creates times with other moms that are, you know, at her kid's school where some days she picks up the kids, some days the other mom does, right? There are ways to, you know, look at your village, right, that you are in and ask for help. We are not good at asking for help.
Yeah.
We need to ask, please somebody come help me with these kids.
Right? That's why Lonnie ain't got kids, because she got so many side hustles, including that OnlyFans. Let me ask you a question. What should we be investing in 2022, especially if we're just getting started?
Yeah.
Listen, I think investing in real estate, I'm going to use my sister as another example. She, you know, lives in a two-family house where she was renting. Her landlord wanted to sell. She bought it. Now she's living on the top floor, a renter on the lower floor, and her monthly payment has gone down because now the renter is covering most of that mortgage. So that is a great way. And you can use your 401k, borrow against your 401k to get that initial deposit to buy a two-family home. So I think investing in real estate is a great strategy, especially while interest rates are still low, because they're going to go up soon.
Oh.
And then the other thing is investing in the stock market. Put some money in some mutual funds. Just dabble. When I started, I just put like, you know, $500 in, and I was like, let me see what happens to that. All right, now I'm going to put $1,000 and see what happens to it. And I saw that number kept going up over time. And so I got comfortable investing more and set up an automatic, you know, always going in. And then of course, make sure you're maxing out that 401k, right?
That's right.
If your employer's, you know, 6%, if you match the 6% or 3%, you better put that full 3% in so you could get their 3%. That's free money.
Oh, free money. Oh, no, that free money. And by the way, NBC got a good 401k. Let me ask you this question, because Lonnie got all this money and all this stuff. How much of my, let's say my gross income, should I be putting in a savings account or a mutual fund or any of those things? Like, what's the percentage you think?
Yeah, I think the percentage is totally dependent on what city you live in, how much extra you have after you pay your basic expenses, right? And so you want to put a minimum amount. Like, I would say whatever feels comfortable for you, I think you got to just get started. I think 10% is something that a lot of people throw around, and it's not a bad number, but I don't think there's any hard and fast rule. I think the key for us is just to get in the game. So many of us don't see ourselves as investors, right? We don't think of ourselves that way. Listen, you got to start thinking of yourself as a boss. You are the boss of You Inc., right? And how can you maximize all of the funds that You Inc. can make? Okay.
Take your $20 and put it in, Justin.
I'm about to take your wig and put it out. Rachel, I'm going to call you on the side, girl, because I got so much more to talk about. I mean, this is crazy. And if you guys want to get more tips from Rachel, because you ain't got her number, because I'm going to get her number, pick up her best-selling book, We Should All Be Millionaires.
She already done blocked you.
Sure.
You up.
Wait, show me that book. Show me that book cover again, because she looks like money on that book cover, honey.
Yes.
Look at Beyonce right here. Oh, hi, Rachel Rogers.
Thanks, Rachel.
Up next are Ben and J-Lo, Michael and Lori, Leo and Camilla. Which couples could be next to put a ring on it? We'll discuss next.
Ooh.
Damn, I really am broke. Love is definitely in the air in Hollywood. So which of your favorite celeb couples are ready to put a ring on it?
Yeah.
It's time to play Ring or No Ring.
Ooh.
I'll show you a celebrity couple, and you'll say if you think they'll get hitched this year. All right, paddles ready, ladies. Let's do it.
Okay.
First up, Leo DiCaprio and his model girlfriend, Camilla Morrone. They've been together since 2017. Will he put a ring on it?
No. We all know Leo ain't marrying nobody. He just go from supermodel to supermodel. What do you think?
He's too busy looking people's ears.
Hey, Terry, call back. Oh. You weren't here for that. Oh. We're going to fill you in on the commercial break.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What about Michael B. Jordan and Lori Harvey? Is a proposal in their future?
Yes.
I say no.
I say yes because Steve Harvey, her father, was on Ellen DeGeneres this week, and he said, oh, he gave her mother skis. What son-in-law to be is giving the mother skis? I was like, oh, that's a hint.
To be. I think these two are going to stay together.
They look really good together.
Yes, but she just turned 25 years old. They're young.
She's ready to be married.
I think she's ready to be married, but I just think he's going to take his time with this one. They're going to date for 2 more years, and then she's going to get that 17-carat rock.
So you think in 2 years, not this year?
I think 2 years, not this year.
A proposal this year.
I think they'll get engaged, but maybe not married right
now. Yeah, proposal this year.
Maybe on. Moving on to a couple who's played the proposal game before, will J-Lo get that pink diamond again?
Why?
Terry, come on.
Okay.
Why?
You know why I say not this year?
Why?
Oh, again. With
she loves this man. Okay. She loves this man. This man loves her. They have a history together. They are not going to rush into anything. They have done this before. They've been down this road. She is like, you know what? I'm Gucci, okay?
No, it's happening. Summer.
Spring, summer.
Yeah.
Okay, Sheree. Okay.
Summer. Spring, it's summer. Happening.
I was sort of thinking more like ever when I picked this one. But I see your point is like longer. But
right,
I think I see it coming too.
No, it's going to happen.
Terry.
They're already planning it.
Like we know anything.
Yeah. Already planning it.
No.
She got the dress ready. She just, you know, the venue, everything. She just keeps pushing it back 3 months.
Okay. What about Olivia Wilde and Harry Styles? Will they get engaged this year?
This year?
Yeah.
No.
Terry, you love love.
I love love. I love love, and I think these guys are really... I don't know why I love them together, but I sort of do. I love him. So I don't know. I kind of love them together.
Love him.
I think she's already done it. I think she's like, I'm cool. I'm going to be with this rock star for a minute. We're going to live that Goldie Hawn life.
She lived her life.
A hot second. And the minute a woman puts pressure on her man for a ring, that's when it don't happen.
But I don't think she's gonna pressure him.
Oh, she gonna play it cool.
Yeah.
She trying to play it cool now. Going to the concerts, dancing.
Bringing her mama.
You get tired of that when you ain't got no...
Exactly.
Is somebody keeping record of this so that, like, in a few months...
Oh, believe me.
I can win a prize.
It's live now.
I just want to win a prize.
The viewers will not let us forget.
Okay. Look, I'm going to throw my paddle down for this one because it ain't even worth it. Rihanna and A$AP Rocky made their red carpet debut last year at the Met Gala. Will they bring a ring into 2022?
Well, you threw yours down. I don't think we should have to vote.
What do you think, Terry?
I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say yes.
Oh, okay.
Because this is very unusual for her. She has never taken anyone to the Met Gala. She's never taken anyone to the Diamond Ball. They've been together. They're coordinating. You know what? Black people coordinate.
It's serious. It's serious, Terry.
When black folks coordinate and walk on the red carpet together, you know what I mean? It's ring is coming.
Okay, hold on.
And we're in January. We got a lot of months. We got 8-9 more months.
Lonnie, what's black people?
I'm so glad you did the arithmetic, Terry. That's why we need you on the show. Yes.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
There's that angle too.
Terry, keep her ass under control. Still ahead, Tommy Lee's love confession, the one thing he says makes him feel amazing. And newsflash, it ain't his wife. Ooh. Plus, can you guess the celeb rocking a bikini in the snow?
That's naked.
See if you can get... What?
That's nakedness.
Lonnie, why'd you wear that?
Oh, my goodness.
We'll be right back.
That looked like Terry.
Before the break, we asked if you could guess which celeb braved the cold in this eeny, weeny, teeny bikini. Do you know who it is?
Ooh. I do know who it is.
Terry said she looked like an avatar, and she is right. She doesn't look real.
She doesn't look real. Like, it really doesn't look real.
No! That's Kendall Jenner.
The hips look...
It's wild how this girl looks. It really is wild.
She has the model body.
Yeah, she does.
She really does.
And she has a face. But she has that Jenner. She's got that whole Jenner scenario.
Yeah. And her jeans are athletic.
Yes.
You know, so she looks good.
Yeah, she looks good.
Now that I see it, yeah, I can see that that's her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Peter gonna come for your ass, too.
I mean, it's sort of... Yeah. She looks good, but it looks... The reason I said Avatar is because it looks unreal.
100%.
It looks like nobody could actually look like that.
Well, right. I think they do a little photoshopping.
Rock star Tommy Lee found lasting love a long time ago. It's his music, and apparently it gives him something no person can. Not even his wife.
Uh-oh.
Listen to what he told Allison Kugel on the Allison Interviews podcast.
God, I was definitely put here to do this, that's for sure. Nothing else really, you know, brings me that much joy or just makes me feel amazing. Nothing.
First of all, it's Tommy Lee calling from a payphone in jail.
I know. Like, what is happening?
What is happening? Rich people have the worst Wi-Fi. I've always said
it. This is 1947? What is happening?
Are you still running on dial-up? Like, damn. It's so interesting because he said it brings him the most joy in his life.
Well, he's been drumming since he was a teenager. Mm. And I actually am envious of the kind of people who know that passion. They know the thing that they love more than anything from the time they're young. Like, my daughter has always wanted to be a writer. Always. Always, wow. always wanted to be a writer. And I just think when you love something as much as he does like that and has... I don't know. It's a kind of a blessed thing. And then if you make money with it, if you don't make money with it, in a way, that's not the most important thing because
you're doing what you love.
You know what you love. You're not struggling to figure out what you love. You know what you love. So I think that's a really cool quality.
Yeah. Lonnie, besides liquor, what's up?
That's the only thing I love. Liquor. The only reason why I come on this show, Terry, on a Friday... Free liquor.
For me, it's the eyelashes. That's what I'm doing here.
Terry comes for the full beat. It's so crazy because everyone's like, oh my God, would you be upset if you heard your dad say that? No. Wouldn't you be upset? I'm like, not if that passion was paying for my life.
They know that their dad loves them.
I also think that parents should have something that they love more or that they can get some satisfaction from than being just a parent.
Oh, for sure. Right. And because it puts too much pressure on the kids if the kids have to sort of be the only thing that is happening in their parents' lives, it's way too much pressure on the
kids. Absolutely.
So it's great that he has that.
When I was a nanny, every household that I would go into, 80% of the time, mm-hmm. I would tell the parents, you guys really need to get a life. You guys need to get a life because you're basing your life on these children.
Yep.
And when they leave, you're gonna be looking at each other like you have never seen each other before, ever. Mm-hmm. And you're putting way too much emphasis on being parents.
Yep.
And they can feel it, I can feel it, and I've only been in here for 3 hours.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, let me give you my opinion. Wow. 3 hours in. And a lot of the times when I run into my old clients, because, you know, their kids age out, they don't need, you know, a nanny anymore. I got this show. But when I run into them, I'm like, oh my God, how's Bart? They're like, oh, we got a divorce, like, right when blah, 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 I went to college. I'm like, I told you, find a passion or find a life outside of your kids. Hell, yeah. Find a life outside your husband.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know
and
what I mean?
And it's okay. Yeah. It's okay to like something else. Your kids know that, you know, as long as you're taking care of them and everything, they know you love them.
100%. Mm. We've already shown you how to get Gucci in 22.
Gucci.
Next, we're showing you how to save money on your wardrobe. The best looks you can get for $100 or less right after this.
Oh, I need
love
this.
Love that.
I need this. Does your wardrobe need a refresh? I know mine does, okay?
Oh, me too.
Style expert Allison Dayette is here to help you update your look for $100 or less. Welcome, Allison.
Hi, Allison.
Thank you, lady. Good to see you.
Oh, we are so excited about this because faux fur has really become popular. How can someone on a budget still make this look work?
Okay, well, faux fur is fabulous, but I actually want to share about faux leather.
Oh, yeah.
Because most of us probably have like a leather jacket in your wardrobe, but the piece to acquire is actually faux leather pants this season. And our model is wearing a fabulous pair that I like because they're a relaxed fit. So they'll stretch farther in your wardrobe options, whether you want to pair with an oversized sweater, a cute little sparkly top, or even when you got business to attend to, layer on a blazer. And this is a fabulous pair by Ryegrass, available at jcp.com. And then check out this oversized sweater, the kind of piece you just want to live in all winter long.
Okay, I love
bold blue.
Don't
you love it?
I love oversized sweaters. And is this like a sweater dress or that's just oversized sweaters?
No, that one is the oversized sweater from JCPenney. In fact, that whole look on the model was available at JCPenney or JCP.com.
Okay.
So go grab it.
Okay, because sweater dresses goodies are my thing because I
as
just
you can tell.
I feel like I'm still in my bed. But how can I wear a sweater dress and not look like I'm still in my bed? That's what I need help with.
So true. The whole point of this look is the curve-hugging appeal of this sweater dress combo.
Oh,
it's
wow.
A sleek little tank sweater dress with the matching cardigan. And I picked this up actually at TJ Maxx. And if you didn't know, you can actually shop at tjmaxx.com now.
Wow.
So I always have, I know. So I'm always like on tjmaxx.com kind of scrolling and making a very long wish list for shopping. And here's the tip. Add a skinny belt over the crop cardigan because then you create that cinch in the waist and that really great curve-hugging appeal.
Wow,
so amazing prices at TJ Maxx. Always stylish items to choose from.
Well, Allison, let's talk about jean jackets. Now, how do you keep this staple looking fresh?
Okay, so jean jackets are having its it moment right now. And I dare say that this jean jacket on this model for $20 that was available at Marshall's, well, you might want to actually create your own jean jacket wardrobe.
Wow.
But here's the tip when you're buying a jean jacket. So if you're going to be wearing with dresses, skip anything that's oversized, boxy, or square. Go for one that's maybe cropped and like this dark rinse. That way you still show off the really cute feminine flirty striped dress that I also picked up at Marshall's. And then the Western style booties, you know, update your wardrobe with something that's not black or brown. A beautiful gray neutral can be just the right moment to kick up your look.
Nice.
When it comes to business attire, are blazers still a good go-to? Because I do that a lot.
Yeah, Terry, I saw you in that fabulous yellow suit on your you know, Showtime comedy special. You totally had it going on.
I love the power suit.
And, yes, and this, I love this Venus.com blazer. It's a beautiful, comes in two different shades of pink. I love the longer length. The fringe and the tweed details definitely give it a Parisian vibe. So if you go to Venus.com, you can actually scoop up this entire look and those.
Oh, she froze a little bit. Uh-oh. Okay, yeah. Well.
I was going to ask her about jeans.
I know. Thank you so much, Allison. I'm sorry you froze up. But you can follow Allison on IG at Allison Dayette or check her out. Check out her website. It's great, AllisonDayette.com. And if you want to shop these looks, scan the QR code. We'll be right back with more Daily Pop. Thanks, Allison.
Thanks,
she
Allison.
Froze. Live TV, people. Live. We'll do it live.
Wait,
we'll
be right back.
We're ending the week with a little feel-good Friday.
I love this.
Right? Well, this past Monday would have been Betty White's 100th birthday. And one of the Betty's biggest passions was her love for animals. Oh. In her honor, the Betty White Challenge was created, asking fans to donate $5 to a local animal shelter or organization. Well, Betty would have been proud to know that the challenge was a huge success. The LA Zoo alone reportedly almost $100,000 in donations.
Wow. Yeah, I was one of those that helped to donate. And this is something that she always wants. Her love for animals was great. So to come up and to honor her, just think about it. 100 years, she would have made it. $100,000, I think, is a great tribute to her.
Oh, it's perfect.
100%.
Did you work with that, Betty?
I didn't. I mean, you know what? I think I was on the set of an episode of The Love Boat 30 years ago when I was basically a glorified extra. I was a dancing mermaid. But I don't think, I'd have to go back and look, but right. I don't think I got to interact with her because, like I said, I was like a glorified extra.
Oh, so, wow.
I would have loved to have done
But man, couldn't be a huger fan. She was amazing.
This is a great way.
Amazing.
This is one of my favorite stories.
Okay.
A 10-year-old Tampa Bay Bucks fan, I can't believe they even have, you know, fans anymore, named Noah recently went viral after he held up a sign at a game that said, "Tom Brady helped me beat brain cancer."
Amazing.
Well, Tom Brady saw the sign and gave Noah a little surprise. Take a look at this.
The NFL and the Bucks look forward to sending deserving fans to the Super Bowl each year and fans that have incredible stories like the one you've had. So as a thank you, I worked with both the Bucks and the NFL to get you and your family Super Bowl tickets this year in LA. We certainly hope to be there, but I know you're going to be there. It's going to be really cool for all of us.
Oh,
how insane.
Amazing.
How crazy.
We were talking earlier this week about fame being meaningless. And this is one of the ways it's not meaningless.
Exactly.
Is that when somebody like Tom Brady can do something like that.
And that little remark you made about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. No, with Tom Brady, they're going to go all the way, I believe. And let me tell you, I love Tom Brady because he played for Michigan. His story just alone is so motivating and inspirational. He was actually drafted 199. He didn't even think he was gonna get drafted, okay? Wow. And then he was crying. It's like, it was really, really bad because it was like, are they ever gonna call his name? They called 6 quarterbacks before they called his name. And then finally at 199, they called Tom Brady's name. And you know what? To this day, those other quarterbacks are nowhere to be found. Tom Brady is still playing. He's almost 50 years old.
Well, that's
and that's what the inspiration
well,
is.
That's why I find him so inspirational.
Exactly.
He's so old and in such great shape.
And that's your motivational Friday speech for today, Justin.
Oh, so now you're a sports analyst now.
Yes,
okay, I'm
done. Motivational speaker.
And a motivational speaker, and a Christian theologist, and an engineer.
Oh, I didn't.
And a drinker. Happy Friday, America!
Oh, that's her number one job,
Terry.
Honey. She's a lush.
Cheers.
Cheers, lady.
We've had so much fun this week. Terry, you've been amazing. I hope you come back.
It's been amazing to be here. I've had so much fun.
And you survived Lonnie. It's a big deal. You
no
guys,
way.
Terry will be back here. Lonnie's going to be back here. Set your DVRs for next week. We got Kristen Bell, Dolly Parton, Ellen Pompeo, and Paris Hilton. Check out Daily Pop every week at 11.
Have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend.
Not a sports